Hello and welcome, gentle viewers, to this week's Cinema Scene. The ephemeral nature of life is an intriguing theme that is commonly explored in film. In the movies Fluke, Defending Your Life, and Jack Frost, filmmakers take a look at what journeys await in the afterlife. Let us first take a look at Fluke, a 1995 production directed by Carlo Carlai, based on the titular novel by English writer James Herbert. The film focuses on a man who, after his passing, is reincarnated as a dog to learn some important lessons. At the beginning, Thomas Johnson, played by Matthew Modine, and Jeff Newman, played by Eric Stoltz, are having a disagreement that results in Thomas being involved in a fatal car crash. The movie then shifts to the birth of a puppy in the back of an urban alley. The newborn and his siblings are nursed into healthy pups by their mother until they are captured and taken to the local pound. With a stroke of luck, one feisty pup escapes and is adopted by a gentle homeless woman named Bella, played by Colin Wilcox Paxton, who names him Fluke. When his elderly human companion passes away, Fluke is approached by the friendly St. Bernard Rumbo, who communicates with him telepathically. The older and experienced canine, voiced by Samuel L. Jackson, brings Fluke under his care, showing him the ways of the world. During this time, Fluke has glimpses into his past life as a human, but when he asks his mentor about his insights, he is told not to bring up the subject again. When encounters with a malicious man take them into a cosmetic research facility, which experiments on animals, it ultimately leads to Rumbo's death. Left on his own, the now adult Fluke, voiced by Matthew Modine, decides to seek out his former human family, remembering that he was once Thomas Johnson, who had perished in the car crash at the start of the film. Fluke goes to find his former wife Carol, played by Nancy Travis, and son Brian, played by Nan Pomeranck. Fluke is eventually accepted into their home. Realizing that he had always spent his time in the office as a human, Fluke now takes this opportunity to play with Brian and attempts to convey to him that he once was his dad. But in spite of his joyful reunion, Fluke is troubled by memories of his former business partner Jeff, who he believes caused his road accident and now wishes to harm Carol. However, Fluke's mission to protect Carol and Brian unveils some of his own failures in the past, giving him some invaluable lessons. With impressive performances by canine and human protagonists alike, Fluke conveys a heartwarming tale of selflessness and loyalty. Cinema Scene will return momentarily after these brief messages. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Cinema Scene. Our next feature is the 1991 film, Defending Your Life. The film was written and directed by Albert Brooks. The story is centered on Daniel Miller, played by Albert Brooks, who passes away on his birthday and is sent to Judgment City, a waiting area that houses the souls of those recently deceased. Here they appear the same as when they lived on Earth and are provided many Earth-like comforts. Each one will go through a 5-day judging process to determine their next destination. Daniel meets his defense attorney, Bob Diamond, played by Rip Torn, who explains that people from Earth are at a novice phase of existence. For example, they only use 3 to 5% of their brains, and their lives revolve around their fears. The judgment court is to examine Daniel's life using different video-like footages to prove whether he has overcome his fear and can graduate to a higher phase of being, or if he must reincarnate on Earth to learn his lessons. Daniel's case is being ruled by two judges, played by Lillian Lehman and George D. Wallace, with Diamond's opponent being Lena Foster, played by Lee Grant. Nicknamed the Dragon Lady, Lena will try to establish Daniel as unready to explore more of what the universe has to offer. Daniel also meets Julia, played by Meryl Streep, one of the only other recently deceased he has seen who is not elderly. Julia has led an ideal life of kindness. On the other hand, the judging process quickly reveals Daniel's to have been quite the opposite. Lena Foster chooses a series of his life excerpts in which he had succumbed to his insecurities or did not make good decisions. Has Daniel learned to overcome his fears? Will Daniel be able to progress to the next stage with Julia? Perceptive while also comedic, Defending Your Life is an inspirational film about taking initiative and the limitless opportunities to grow. Our final feature is Jack Frost, a 1998 film directed by Troy Miller. The movie is set in winter and stars Michael Keaton as Jack Frost, the lead singer of the Jack Frost Band, which performs covers of children's Christmas songs. At home, Jack enjoys time with his son Charlie, played by Joseph Michael Cross, by building a snowman in their front yard. He gives Charlie a special golden harmonica, which Jack says he will always be able to hear, regardless of where he is. Later, Jack promises his wife, played by Kelly Preston, that he will go watch his son's hockey game. But come game time, Charlie has to go record a song with his band. Then, after agreeing to go on a family Christmas trip to the mountains, he again lets his wife and son down by choosing instead to go on a show which supposedly could determine the fate of his band's success. But on his way there, he regrets his decision and turns around to go to his family. On the road, he finds himself in the middle of an intense storm and is involved in a fatal vehicle accident. A year later, Charlie, who has not been able to face his father's untimely passing, has become withdrawn and unhappy. Remembering his time with Jack, he builds another snowman to look as much like his father as he can remember. Just before going to sleep, the boy plays the instrument presented to him by his dad. The magical notes cause Charlie's snowman to come to life, bearing Jack's voice, memories, and character. Although the snowman Jack attempts to greet Charlie, he only ends up frightening the boy. When Charlie ends up in the midst of a snowball fight, Jack comes to the rescue, upon which Charlie realizes that the snowman is his father. Now Jack is given the chance to be the responsible father and friend that he failed to be when he was alive. But Charlie must learn to be independent before the season is over and the weather warms up. Featuring a fun soundtrack of 22 songs, Jack Frost is a heartwarming film for the entire family. Fluke, Defending Your Life, and Jack Frost are elevating films about the ephemeral nature of life while reminding viewers to treasure the present moment. Altruistic viewers, it was a pleasure having your company for today's cinema scene. Now please stay tuned for Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, coming up next after Noteworthy News. Blessed be your days on our beautiful earth.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.